You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
All right, good evening. We're starting a brand new series. Our series is called Amazing Grace, which, if you notice, it's the same title as our annual prayer and fasting. And the goal, basically, of this series is for us to present a theological, biblical, and practical view of what grace is, and this will result in a deeper appreciation and experience of God's amazing and life-transforming grace. Basically, this series will teach us or help us know more of what God's grace is, and because of that, it will result in us appreciating it more and being able to experience it more as well. And this topic is really important because oftentimes we talk about grace, diba? Pag grace, sometimes ang mindset nato is grace is something that we ask of God when we need Him to help us in a certain situation. For example, like let's say you entered in your classroom one day, you didn't study for an exam pala, you forgot na may exam day mo, and then your teacher walks in, you're terrified, and your teacher says, okay class, wala mo na tayong exam today. Some of you might say, Lord, thank you for the grace, Lord. Everyone here, you have had that experience. Maybe for you, that's your example of grace, or some other thing. Maybe if you're working naman, you're making a report, or to stay late at night to finish something and you're able to do so, pass the report, and you say, Lord, thank you sa grace, Lord. We always think of grace as something na, more sa, in case of emergency, press for God's grace. Grace is more than that. The grace of God is so much more than just parang 911 lang. There's so much more to that. In the next couple of weeks, we'll look at different facets of what the grace of God is. Our first week is called Justifying Grace. We're going to look at what this means as well when you say justifying grace. So, if you have your Bibles read, you can turn it to Titus chapter 3, verses 3 to 7. This will be our main passage for today. It says here in verse 3, for we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for today, Lord God, for Your word, Lord God. We thank You for Your word, Lord God. Lord, that when You continue to speak to us here tonight, as we learn more about what this means, Lord God, getting justifying grace, Lord God. Lord, may we grow in our appreciation of what grace is. And Lord, we remove all sense of over-familiarity with this topic, Lord God, with grace, Lord God. May we approach it with a fresh perspective, Lord God, and a willingness to learn here tonight, Lord God. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may take your seats, church. So before we unpack lang that passage, Titus chapter 3, verse 3 to 7, a bit of background lang on the book of Titus. Since every time you read your Bible, okay, knowing the background on it, the context, who wrote it, to whom did he write it, why was it written, will help you all the more understand. Because again, you must understand, the Bible was written thousands of years ago to a specific audience, okay, originally. Yet, there are some timeless truths there and principles that we can apply. But di pwede nga murag basara nimo as if diretso para nimo. Especially the letters of Paul. These letters were written to a specific audience or group of people. And in the book of Titus, Paul wrote this, of course, to Titus, of course. Now, the reason why Paul wrote this to Titus was that this was written for a group of churches in an island called Crete. It's somewhere in Greece. And Paul was writing this to Titus to address certain issues because Crete is an island with a very bad reputation. If you're a native of that island, you would parang automatic lang. Ang stereotype niya sa mga taga-Crete is they are liars, they are treacherous, corrupt, violent. In fact, again, if you're gonna call someone a Cretan, someone from Crete, it's like to tell someone, liar ka. Yan ang bad ng reputation sa island nila. But eventually, churches were planted there in that island because Paul thought that that island would be a strategic place kasi dagang na key ports dito that would bring more people to different places in the world that time. So there were some churches there na nag-start na, but then some false and corrupt leaders infiltrated the churches in Crete, and that caused a lot of problems. For one, okay, kung before nasa sinful lifestyle, violent, treacherous, liars sila, eventually they became Christians, so they changed their lifestyle nila. But because of this false and corrupt teachers, nag-regress sila. Nagabalik sila sa old sinful ways nila, and they have a corrupt view of how to be a Christian, basically. So that's why Paul is writing this letter, which is again three chapters lang. If you want to read the whole thing, he writes this to Titus to address these problems. And in chapter 3, okay, Paul talks about grace. Before we continue with that, I want to qualify two key words that we'll be talking about here tonight, since we're talking about justifying grace. That is, firstly, justification. You might have heard of this term before. Justification is the legal declaration where God declares us righteous in His sight. Ang Greek word originally was used in legal terms. A legal declaration, meaning God declares that someone is righteous, meaning sinless, holy, blameless, free from all wrong. In an justification to be declared that. It's like when a judge says, I pronounce you innocent, or I find you innocent, or something like that. Makita mo sa mga movies. That's what justification is, to declare that someone is righteous. The second word is grace. There are many meanings for grace, but one important definition of grace is that it is an unmerited favor of God towards man. It's something that God did for man, which was unmerited. When you say unmerited, it's the opposite of merit. Okay? Now, usually when you hear the word merit, not tayo sa school, sa campuses, like merit awardees. Merit awardees, meaning these people studied diligently, passed their exams, and they were able to get good grades. Therefore, they were awarded for that. They earned basically that award sa grades nila. But when you say something is unmerited, meaning wala na earn, dili deserving. So meaning grace is something that man did not earn, did not deserve, and yet a favor was given to man. And again, that's us. That's what grace is. So if you put those two things together, justification and grace, justifying grace is God's unmerited favor towards man to declare him righteous. Meaning, God did something for man to declare him righteous, and that was not deserved or earned by man. It's something that's totally credited to God lang. Ningon si God, righteous ka, okay? Holy ka. And man did not deserve that. And you might think, how is that possible? Ano itabo man na siya? And if you're here today, maybe you're thinking, la, nakasalarabaw ganina. I did that. How can I be righteous, blameless, and holy, and free from wrong? How can God declare that when I feel like a very sinful person, all of these things? We're going to learn that, okay, as we go through the passages. So firstly, in Titus chapter 3, verse 3, says here, Paul writes, "For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another." If you look at this verse right here, it's a very descriptive verse telling of a sinful lifestyle. This verse tells of our sinful life or our sinful past. Because for us to appreciate the grace of God, all the more, we need to understand the gravity of our sinful past. For us to all the more appreciate the other verses, how God justified us, how God declared us righteous, we need to understand first that if something needs to be declared righteous, meaning, di siya righteous in the first place pala. Kasi kung righteous na siya daan, there's no need for justification. If there is a need for justification, meaning that something was not originally righteous, and that was us. When you read these verses, for us, for some of you, naigo ka og certain keyword, diha, na ako tong disobedient, di kumutos ang mama sa una. Ako tong slaves to various passions and pleasures. Addict ko certain thing, nahukwani, about control or something. Or I was hating other people and they hated me. Maybe you had relational dysfunctions. Or you feel like you're foolish. You did certain crazy things, okay, that did not honor God or your parents or the people around you. The point is, we have a sinful past. This is who we are without Christ. And this is who we would still be if not for His grace. The verse right there is just a brief description of what our life would look like apart from the grace of God. Kung wala si Jesus, okay, munang life nato. Munang life nato before, and mupo na life nato gihapon kung wala si Jesus. If you're a Christian here tonight, if I were to ask you, without the grace of God, what would your life look like right now? Asa ka puluton karon kung wala ang grace ni God? Kung wala si Jesus, what would your life look like right now? If you were to remember right now, as vividly as you can, your old sinful past, okay? If you were to remember that, where would your life be right now? I'm not saying this to traumatize you, to instill fear, but I'm saying this para mas all the more appreciate nato ang gibuhat ni God sa atoa, okay? As we read the rest of the verses. Because if God did not do anything, this is who we are. Or this is who we would still be, basically. You see, the problem with us Christians is over-familiarity. Sometimes we get over-familiar with who God is, what He's done for us, ah, grace, love ni God, kabulo ko ana. I've heard that sa Victory Group, kabulo ko sa one-to-one. But even if you've been a Christian for the longest time, 20 years, 50 years, you still need to know and be reminded of the grace of God. Because what He did for us is something that we should not be over-familiar. Because we can never outdo what He has done for us. Yan ang kagrabe ang gibuhat ni God sa tuwa. If you think grace is just something added on to your life, parang simple gift lang. And yes, to some degree, grace is a gift. But if you think grace is like a bonus lang given to you, na-add lang sa life nimo, grace is more than that. Let me illustrate it this way. Let's say you're gonna go to a long distance drive, you have a car, example lang, or a motorcycle, and your friend asks you, bro, asa ka? Mag-drive go, atok ba is? Aos mo ba? Sige, takan ikaw pang gas, takan ikaw 200. Kasi dahil mahalipay mo, takan mo pang gas, 200. Diba? Malipay tayo natin pang gas, as simple as that. That's like a bonus na siya sa trip na to. But you know what? What if someone were to tell you, let's say nakay car, pero flat ta ng tire, guba makina, ang paint job, gas-gas na kayo, upholstery, gisi. What if someone were to tell you, bro, let me fix your car. Ako bahala ta ng bayad, ana. Let me fix it inside out. Then it will be as good as brand new when it returns to you. And if you know that that's not just some small thing or small bonus. That's a rescue right there. Gresyo ang car ninyo. Well, friends, God's grace is pretty much like that. It's no small thing. Grabe ang gibot ni God sa tuwa. Yan ang nakaradical, yan ang nakagrabe. That's why we need to look at it with appreciation. That's why we must remove all sense of over-familiarity. God saved us from our old sinful life. You see, sin is way worse than we imagine. And Paul here is speaking in somewhat hyperbolic language to help us understand our past. Grace needs to be remembered from time to time to give us a perspective on present struggles. Yes, God saved us from our old sinful life, but not just that. Okay, in Titus 3 verse 4, if mo to old life na to, gisaved na niya, and how did He save us? Okay, we're getting to the how na. If mo tong old life na to, this is how we got saved. First, in verse 4, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, meaning our Savior, Jesus Christ, He had something to do with us being saved, with us being justified and declared righteous. Okay? This right here is no less than a reference to the gospel. If you remember, okay, last month, right, we celebrated Christmas, the birth of Christ, His coming to this world. This talks about that, the appearance of our Savior, Jesus Christ. God came into this picture. He was born here on this world. He died on the cross for our sins, and He resurrected. That whole story, ang ministry work of Jesus, His life, death, and resurrection, the gospel, the good news, all of that is part of what He did to save us. And how did He save us? Titus chapter 3 verse 5 says here, He saved us not because works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to look at this verse more closely, phrase by phrase. Firstly, He saved us. This is important because this tells us again that Jesus saved us. He didn't just have a role to play. He is the very reason why we are saved. That's why, again, Christmas is such a big deal because we celebrate the coming of our Savior. The Savior who, without Him, we would not be justified. We would not be declared righteous. Christmas is not just a birthday celebration for Jesus. Yes, we celebrate His birth. That's a good reason for that. But we celebrate His birth because Him coming into this world, my mission, Chad, that's why He came into this world. It wasn't just, okay, Jesus is now in the world and He will just enjoy being the world. And there was a purpose to that. Okay, that purpose was basically for Him to save us. He saved us. Not you, not your seatmate, not your friends or your family. Again, Jesus saved us. We cannot save ourselves. Isaiah 64 verse 6 says, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment, or in some translations, filthy rags. What I'm saying here, church, is that our good deeds will not earn us salvation. And I'm saying this because growing up in a religious culture, our basic mindset of relating to God is parang si Santa Claus. Na parang, Lord, I must do good so that You will love me, so that You will bless me, so that I will get my answered prayer. And I don't want to do bad as much as I can, because if I do bad, punish ko, something bad will happen, and all of these things. Our view of God is something like that. Now, yes, by all means, we want to do good things for God. And yes, there are consequences when we disobey Him. But our relationship to God is so much more than just transactional. It's not that long. Our good deeds will not earn us our salvation. In fact, it says there in the next part, not because works done in righteousness. Your good deeds, walang 1% ana naka-add sa effort sa salvation nimo. It's not 99% God and 1% you. No, it's 100% puro effort ni God through Jesus Christ. We cannot brag and say, ah, Lord, grabe, teamwork ta sa salvation ako. Okay? Because of my good works. He saved us not because of works done in righteousness by us. Meaning He didn't save us because of any merits on our part. It's not because of that. Not because of righteousness. And again, we cannot add to righteousness. It's kind of like this. When we say we can't add to righteousness or we can't add to our salvation, it's like this. I remember one time, nato mig restaurants ang friends and we ordered some food. And we were looking at the drinks, like they make juice or soft drinks ba? And we saw there's item, nakabutang, service water, 0 pesos. Parang, ha? No, pay service water, 0 pesos. So, count me and all, then magbayad na may pinamis bayad na mo. Now, if you were there with us, and let's say you ordered the 0 peso service water, then time to bill out na. If I were to ask you, okay, did you contribute anything to the bill? If mo na imong gi-order, nakai-contribute? Wala, di ba? Kasi 0 imong gi-order lang. 0. Bahala kung sa imong gi-order, 0 ang worth ato niya. In the same way, our good deeds, we can't brag about it. The Bible says it's like filthy rags, polluted garment. Because we are sinners, or because of our sinful past before, anything that we do is tainted in sin. Because of sin, na corrupt ang image ni God sa atoa. We cannot reflect the image of God perfectly. Parang distorted na everything that we do is tainted with sin. It's like kanang naka-sore eyes ka. Di ba kung naka-sore eyes ka, imong friends, di ka mo duol ni mo, tanang gamit ni mo, di sila ganang hiccup, di ba? Parang hadlock sila, di ba? It's the same thing. Kung sore eyes, di ba? Because when we touch our eyes, touch items, mahawa sa gamit. Same thing as because we are sinners, everything that we do, may sin na siya. Tainted with sin. Okay? We're not pure on our own. We're not pure. We're not righteous. Therefore, we cannot claim to God and say, Lord, I deserve to be saved. I deserve to be justified and declared righteous because of my good deeds. That's actually bad news right there. Na left on our own, kung wala si Jesus, dili ta ma-justified. Dili ta ever ma-declared righteous before God. We will always be sinners. That's our situation right there. It's like no matter what a dog does, even if a dog tries to speak, everything that a dog does, you would always attribute it as dog-like. Diba? The same way with us, whatever we do, it will be attributed to our sinful nature as sinners. And that would have stayed that way if Jesus did not save us. If He had saved us because of our works done in righteousness. But it says here, but according to His own mercy. Meaning, though we did not earn it or deserved it, we were saved by God simply because He chose to save us. Think about it. God could have chosen not to save you, not to justify you, not to send Jesus here. Hindi tayo mag-celebrate Christmas ever. Nga until now, because we are Gentiles and not Jewish people, dito part sa law, dito part sa promise ni God, we would be stuck in a hopeless situation still. Pwede naman itong kidlatan ta ni God every time magkasala ta. But yet, in His mercy, He chose to save us. Can you imagine that? Simply because He chose to save us. Can you imagine that? Out of His kindness, out of His goodness, He willingly did so. Even though He could have just destroyed us from day one. But He did so nonetheless. And how did this happen? Next part there says, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Two key words or phrases there. The first one is regeneration. The word regeneration there doesn't mean na kanang like hiwaaw ni mo ang legs sa starfish and mutubo balik. Dili ka na ka sa science, dili ka na regeneration. Regeneration here talks about being birthed again, being born again. Muna ginatawag na itong mga born again. The possibility of being birthed or born again because of what Jesus did. What do I mean by this? If again, if ang tango ni mo si Jesus because of our sinful lifestyle, we would experience something else. Lahi ang route sa destiny nato. It would be this. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Because we fail to meet the standards of God, we are not righteous, we are sinners. Therefore, if blessing and goodness ng God, makuha na to kung righteous ta, the opposite is true naman. If we are unrighteous, if we are sinners. And that is punishment, capital punishment ma-receive na to. And this isn't just physical death. Death here pertains to an eternal separation from the goodness, kindness of God. Meaning we will experience the full, holy wrath of God. I say holy because God is just. He has to punish sin. Because He's just naman. Okay, He can't just turn a blind eye from sin. Can He punish niya na? So apart from Jesus, if wala siya, we would experience the full, holy wrath of God for the wages of sin. Every time you sin, not just small sin, not just big sin. Mga murder, mga serial killer, para ni nila. Ako, nakuha ako money sa canteen sa una. No, all kinds of sin, whether feeling mo big or small, are the same level in the eyes of God. Di siya tempura nga level-level ang sin. And because of sin, the wages of that is death. That's our destiny is supposed to be. But good thing Christ came into the picture. Because He came here, He saved us, He was born here, He lived the perfect life we should have lived. He died the death we should have died in our place. So in other words, ang regeneration birthed again the new life tap because our old life, our sins, were put in Jesus and imputed sa iya when He was crucified on the cross. Whenever you look at Jesus being crucified on the cross, images, picture this, your sins were crucified with Him. The very worst things you've done before, you've done recently, or you will do, it has all been crucified with Christ. And because of that, because your sins have been crucified and it died, the wages of sin is death naman, because Christ received that wrath which should have been on us, He received the punishment for that. That means na the wages of sin no longer applies to us. Because na namang Jesus na. Our old sinful life was crucified and it died and it was buried with Christ. But we are able to experience or have a new life because Jesus, because He is sinless, He rose from the dead. Death had no hold on Him. And we are able to rise or have a new life in Him. To those who believe in His name, magka new life tayo, we are able to be birthed or born again. Because our old sinful life or past was crucified and was buried with Him. Tapos na to dito. That's what this regeneration is all about. That's why the justifying grace of God is something that you shouldn't just belittle lang. Something that you should be really be thankful for because without the grace of God, asa tapuluton karon. Without this justifying grace of God, we would all experience this. This would be our life verse. We all love to claim good things from God. But you know what? We're able to do so because we have been justified, declared righteous. We are able to partake that. But if wala si Jesus, muni ang life verse na nato, kutob running first line, for the wages of sin is death. Di na kutob. Muna ang verse para nato, ora, Lord, thank you for the wages of sin is death. Can you imagine how sad that is? Well, guess what? Muna nang maklaim nato, if Christ was not there in the picture. If magkam ta together sa church karon, without si Jesus, ang word na nato every day is, for the wages of sin is death. What else is there to celebrate? But good thing it did not stay this way. Good thing there's a second part there. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Free gift. Unmerited favor. The grace of God. Right? Salvation is given by grace through faith. Unmerited favor by grace. Gata ni God sa tuwa ang salvation. Titus chapter 3 verse 6. Whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. You remove Christ, there is no justification right there, church. It is because of Christ that we are justified and declared righteous. God saved us through the work of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Last verse. It says here in verse 7 of Titus chapter 3, so that being justified by grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The first part of this verse is very important because without this first part, we cannot hope to claim the second one. The first part there says, so that being justified by grace, meaning affecting second part because we justified ni God. Eh, yan nakagrabe ang gibot ni God sa ito. Okay naman ito nga, declared righteous ni God. But it didn't stop there. It says here, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Can you imagine that? God didn't just save you from the depths and the bondage of your sin, the being slaves of your sin, whatever that was. But after He set you free, after He saved you, He adopted you, made you or made us co-heirs of eternal life. God saved us that we will have eternal life. Remember John 3:16? The free gift of eternal life. This isn't immortality in this world, but rather, after we physically die, we will be with God for eternity. Eternal life there doesn't just mean a length of time, it means the kind of life that we will live with God. Now, 100% we will get to enjoy God's presence in our relationship with Him. We can enjoy our walk with God here in this world, but it's different from at the end of the age when we will be with Him for all eternity na. And He made us co-heirs of that. He adopted us. In other words, when God declared you righteous, it isn't just, okay, you're innocent, you're righteous, go on. Okay, it wasn't that. When God declared you righteous, He restored our original identity. way back in Genesis. And He brought us into His family. That when God looks at you, yes, He looks at you now if you're a Christian as sinless, blameless, and holy. But not just that. He looks at you as His sons, His daughters. And He's given you the privilege to call Him your Heavenly Father. Can you imagine that? This justifying grace saves us from the condemnation of our past and has given us assurance of our future as well. And has dealt us of our present by giving us a new identity, a new life, by being a son or a daughter of God. Can you imagine that? Muna yung give buhat sa justifying grace. That's why don't belittle this grace. Be thankful, be grateful to God, because again, if not for this grace, you will not have any of these things. If not for this grace, think about this church, contemplate this once again. Asa ka puluton karon? Asa ang life ni mo karon? Kung wala ang grace ni God, kung wala si Jesus na matay para sa tuwa, asa ka karon? I want to wrap this up with this. Justifying grace is God's unmerited favor towards man to declare him righteous. Church, we've been given this free gift by God that we didn't deserve. And I hope my prayer is that we will cherish and appreciate this gift that He has given to us. That we will not grow over familiar with it. But all the more, every time we're alive, be grateful. Lord, thank you, saved ko. Lord, thank you, saved ko. Lord, thank you, righteous ko. Lord, thank you. I don't have to have this mindset na I had to do good, to earn your love. But rather, so good palang daan, Lord God. Love na ko nimo. That's why I will do good. It's a complete reversal right there. That's the power, the impact, the weight of God's justifying grace. Freely given to those who want to receive. And may we always cherish and appreciate and honor God for that.
You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.